Can we just conclude the Seder in which we decided what the Baal HaGadol teaches us, Kolamada Bihiyat Mitzrayim Lareza Meshuvah. That phrase does not appear in the Mishnah and Sotham, but there is a phrase similar to it that I'd like to focus on tonight. It is a phrase that appears in the Mishnah and Sanhedrin. Kolamada Bidikos Lareza Meshuvah. We know that in Dini Nefashos, in addition to Drish V'Chakiris, Chesed is encouraged, in fact, demanded on to investigate the Eidim with a set of the Bidikos with questions that do not relate to the actual content of their Eidus, but rather peripheral matters that touch upon their Avodas Hashem. For example, as they would ask the Eidim, you saw Reuven called Shimon under a tree, what was the size of the fruit? What was the Ukas Shalteinam? Was it thick? Was it thin? These are the Bidikos that the Mishnah teaches us, Kolamada Bidikos Areza Mishavos. Halacha Ribui Bidikos, being the Fashos, is designed to catch the Eidim in situation where they mockish each other. If the Eidim say any Yaveya to the questions of the Bidikos, they do some Kayemes. But if one Eid says that the Ukas was thick and the other Eid says that it was thin, then the Hakosh and the Bidikos and the Nefashos invalidates their Eidus. However, this Din only applies in Din Nefashos. Rav Sanhedrin teaches us that Achosha and Bidikos in Dini Mominus is Shev. But even if Bezdin would ask Eidim questions that relate to peripheral issues related to their Eidus in Dini Mominus, and there's Achosha between the two Eidim, the Achosha and Bidikos does not Mavakalim. And Rishonim explained that since the Eidim did not expect Bezdin to inquire of them shailas that only tangentially touch their Eidus, therefore they were not medactic, and therefore the Hakosha is not deemed to be significant or relevant to the Hakra of Bezdin. But there is one situation which there is Hakosha, which certainly the Eidim should have been more diligent in assessing and evaluating, that aroused the attention of many Rishonim. And that is the problem issue. One Eid says that Reuven borrowed mona, $100 from Shimon. And another Eid says that no, Reuven borrowed $200 from Shimon. And they speak to the same incident, they give the same time, the same date, the same location. There's Akasha. It doesn't touch the Zman, the Yom, the Mokom. But the Akasha touches the Gufa Shaledos. Some Rishonim raise the issue that here, when one says Mon and one says Masayim, certainly we should have expected the Eidim to be more careful about the amount of the loan that Reuven borrowed from Shimon. And therefore there should be Achosh and Achosh Yuvakal Eidus. So why is it that we say the famous Chal, Yesh B'Chal Masayim Mono, that inherent in the Eidus of 200 is also included in the Eidus of 100, and the Sara Shavah Shabbat is that they are both made about $100. Isn't this the case of Achosh and the Tikkus and Dimon Mominus? That should be Yuvakal Eidus. Many of you shown an answer that even with respect to Mona Messiah, apparently the Eidim were not tactic. And we should attribute the disparity of the Eiduyos that are provided to Bezdin simply to innocent carelessness. The Tosfos read, however, in Bava Basra quotes Rabbeinu Yitzchak that was not content with that approach. And Rabbeinu Yitzchak feels that it's impossible to say, to attribute the discrepancy between the Eidim that they would not medabek, that it was a simple toast, an innocent mistake. And therefore Rabbeinu Yitzchak says, it must be that in fact one of the Edom is lying. And one of the Edom is a shakran. One of the Edom is over the level of Osan Rerecha Yitzchak. So how can we mekabel two Edom and invoke the call Yitzchak Masai Mono to even out the Haggadah's atheist, to accept the two Edom at least with respect to the Mono, when one of the Edom is clearly a shakran? It's also read, Kosovo and Yitzchak who offers a very enigmatic theorist discussion. It's never fun. Three ones. Merely, we should go chashvinon achosho beidachot. If you shame, she ain't torah hazoma bekach. Just as there's no din of hazoma beidachot, kach ain't torah hachosho bekach. There's no din of hazoma beidachot, so there's no din of hachosho beidachot. She came on the ankam either shalema, ki evil or eir chulum domi, b'chayika. And then Yitzchak affirms his own shot. And the Tosafot says, I know nearly to Yitzchak. I can't accept this answer. Because at the end of the day, one of the Edom is a liar. He's over the law of the son of the Echei Shoket. He's a shakran. He gave false testimony. Tosafot also doesn't accept the approach that many of you shown him, that there was a toast involved. One said Mona, one said Matayim, they're both being made on the same Havah. How can we accept both Edom when one of the Edom clearly should be deemed to be an apostle? What does the Tosfos really answer that he quotes from Rabbi Yitzchak? What was it, the Kavama? There's no Achosha because of the Hasama. What does Hasama have to do with this? Seems to be alluding to the Gemara in Bava Mitzvah and Daf Aleph, that they therefore is an apatoros hazama. But how does that deal with the issue that the Tosfos read is raising, that one of the Edom is an Edom apostle, because there's a liar, there's an Edom shakran. What's the shakran in this Tosfos read? How does that tell us? I think that Rabbi Yitzchak confirms a tremendous chiddush that the Rav quoted from the Chaim. The Chaim raised the following question. Edom Nefashos who come to Bezdin said, move your kitchen. Lo and behold, Shimon walks inside the Bezdin. Go home and Baragwa! The halacha is, it says the Rambam based on the Gemara Bava Kama, if these Edom clearly shakronim over the law of Losan Berech, and Achai Vakas. You know the other law? Because the Rav Shemitah Mazar is Mitzvah Zedkin, because the law of Losan potentially could result in a Chiyu Mitzvah, and I said, no, Rav Shemitah Mazar is Mitzvah Zedkin, and Losan Berech. What would it then be if these Edom officials caught in that law would come to be made in different in Torah in the future? I think all of us, the intuitive reaction would be, how can we trust these Edom? These Edom wanted to kill Reuven, to frame him with murder. We were saved by the fact that Shimon surprised us. These are untrustworthy individuals. How can we accept them as Edom in the future? The Chaim said no. That these Edom would still be considered to be Edom, the Rakshim. Because the Rambam writes in Hilchos Edus that in order to be possible Edus, one has to meet the threshold of a Rasha. And who is called a Rasha? A Rasha is Solomon who's Chayiv Malkus, or Mises Bezdin. Well, you're in Binachos Rasha. We bounced that these Edom are Pashas are not Chayiv Malkus, because they were over a large Shemim Lazar Smith and Bezdik, saying Lokna love. Therefore, they do not meet the guidelines
obsoletos, and they will be Adam that will be accepted in the future.
Like the Gemara says, that Adam is Amun, apostolatus. Why Adam is Amun, apostolatus? Even in the case with the Nachai Marcus, even Zon, that Mammon, is apostolatus. And two people come and they say, we've been borrowed money from Shimon. And Rafisa will crush his own lot of law, but now it's Machai them to return money, and only money, and yet that apostolatus. It's not the time, even Zom is a different story. Because he's apostle in Shot. In the Pasha of Eben Zom. Ki Yokum is Chomos B'ish Lanus Bos Tzah. And there, in the Pasha of Eben Zom, the Torah refers to Eben Zom as an Eich Chomos, and Eich Chomos means an apostle. So there's a special Chiddush of apostle that passes Eben Zom to Eidos. Eidim that are caught in the situation of Hachash, Eidim Mukhash, the apostle Eidim as well. Zotov Chaim, the reason is because Eidim Hachash is also Nechra, not Chidish, in the Pasha of Azomba, Ki Yokum Eidchomus to Ishlanus to Sarah. The Rambam writes, Eidim Zomim in Yisrika Asra, Eidim Shohukushu Uzov Huzmo Reilei Narogin, Achosha is the initial phase that leads one to the process that concludes in Hazama. Achosha Tchilas Hazama Shadayim Lo Nigmar. Achosha is included in the Pash of Hazama. And therefore, Eidus Bukhesha is possible to Eidus, because that too is included in the parasha of Kiyokun Ikhomus Ishlamis Basar. And this is part of a larger approach that Rav Chaim developed in, with respect to Eden Zomim. According to Rav Chaim, the deal of Eden Zomim is not, should not be seen through the prism of a specific Maisah Beva. But the Torah is Machadish a Chalos Shein Eizomim. And it is a Chalos Shein Eizomim which causes Absolutus. That's all in Machokas, Abai the Rabba, and Zuruba. Eizomim Mekam Abba, Nesol, or Machayim, Nesol, Rabba said the Chiddush. And the Chabar the Chiddush. Eizomim is only possible from the time it's declared to be Eizomim. Well, what does Rabba mean? At all, isn't the Maitha Veira responsible for the Psalaidus? What is the Havana Advarim that Rabbah says that only possible from the time it's declared to be an Eizomi? And Rav Chaim said, because is that the Maitha Veira? Maitha Veira doesn't make it into a Rasha. It doesn't meet the threshold of what constitutes a Rasha. It's a Chai Malkus of Mitzvah Benzin in all cases, but nevertheless, it's the Chaloshin Eizomi. That it should be seen that confers upon him the Chalosh Shem of Eich Chomos. And that Chalosh Shem Eizomim is only Chal from the time that he's indicted as an Eizomim. Nikam Haba, when Eidim Mazimim come and confer upon him that title of an Eizomim. Rav said in Mishurim and Sanhedrin in the summer, the last chapter, in the Rambam, Hechot Eidus, Eidim Zomim Imesri from Hasra, Lepishim Ben Maisa. The writer is Masek, Megadeth is in Maisa, it's only Dibur, and Megadeth needs Hasra, why should Eidim Zomim be different than Megadeth? And the Rav explained based on the time that no. What the Rambam meant is that Eidim Zomim is really onish. It's not a result of a particular Maisa there, it is a variable punishment. Sometimes the punishment is Mom, sometimes it's Malka. That is the Lokashas on Rafa Sacha. The onish comes because of the Chaloshim Eizomim. The same Chaloshim Eizomim that causes the Psuleidus. That Chaloshim Eizomim was also Machayiv and onish. And if it's a Chaloshim Eizomim, Asra is not required. Asra is only required if the Maisa Aveira is Machayiv and onish. Then you need a Asra in order to magnify the nature of the Maisa Aveira. But if the onish is a consequence of the Chaloshim Eizomim,
I saw it, I'm crying. That's what the Rambam means with the shaming myself. It's not the myself, it's Eila. That's Machan. This is what this rough person of Chaim stands it upon. I think when we first heard it, it was tremendous Kiddush. I think this is exactly what Rabbi Yitzchak is saying. That the person recorded in Bar Basra, that an Eid Echad, this is not the Torah Chazoma, and the Echad is not included in the fullness of the Parsha of Hazoma and Parsha Shoftim. Eid Echad, according to many Rishonim, this is the Nati of the Ksos HaChoshen, although Tos and Bar Mitzvah may argue, is immune from the punishment by Sisal of Hashem and Lassos HaChoshen. Ksos HaChoshen is in Mamachet, that's really Rashi and Matri. And God says that the onus of Asisa Lokasha, Zon Lapos Lachos, is Dafka relegated to two Eden. The Torah never spells the punishment of Asisa Lokasha, Zon Lapos Lachos, to an Eid Echad. For an Eid Echad is not included in the Dinim of Prashi Shoftim, of the Chaloshe Eid Zomen. Only two Eden, not an Eid Echad. It's an Eid Echad. Is not included in the parsha of the Chaloshim in Zomim. If an Eid Echad is not included in the pasuk Yokum Eid Chomos Be'ish, if an Eid Echad is not included in the psul Eidus that is the result of Yokum Eid Chomos Be'ish, an Eid Echad also is not Misala Eidus, even if he's Mukhosh. Even if the Echad turned out to be a liar, even if he was over the law of Losan of the Echad, nevertheless, an Eid Echad, Shehuchosh, is kosher at Izdos. It's not different than what Chaim said about Eidim Natoshos so who made it, and then the alleged Nera comes to Bedkin, Bahor Baragwa. Because the full Izdos, the Tafka with the Chaloshim Eizomim applies, and the Chaloshim Eizomim is limited to two Eidus. The Mishnah states in Ovos Avimar Bar Lach Kor Esaitim. The first time Mishnah point out the Shmuel of Yaidus is that without the Ribui Pedikus, the Eidim could come with their arranged, stored, the prepared monologue, and full business. It's only through Chakiris, it's only through the Bedikas, it's only through investigation that one will ultimately come to see them. And the Rav in Yeshurim taught us that you need the chakiris, you need the investigation, you need the search for truth in order to see the emes. The Rav Shurim was a search for emes, unrelenting, intense. Chakiris, Laman, or Emes. And the Bikush of Emes, which was reflective of the Rav in his personality, in the way he conducted his life, reflected in his integrity, but his Talmidim saw it most vividly. The process, the development of the Shem. And I think that what captured us most was this search for Emes. Many questions that he asked, so that his Talmidim also should see the Emes. And there was no doubt in any of our minds we left this year that afternoon, that we heard Torah in the fullness of truth, the mitos of Torah. And even if we heard a fantastic chiddush that no one ever said before, like this opinion of a Chaim, that Bahar Baraglo, David Nefashos, would be kosher leitos, invariably you would find, perhaps years later, a Rishon that could be only understood in context of the Rav's chiddush, of the Amitos of Torah, that Ashreinu Shezachinu Lishmoa, the Chol Yom V'Yom, the Amitos of Torah, from our revered and unforgettable Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha.